You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 27.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player, like iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, or now with Spotify. Or you can also sign up now online at ecommercefastlane.com, and you can be notified through email when new shows are being released. Now, on today's episode, I'm chatting with Aideen, who is the co-founder and CEO of a brand called LimeSpot. Now, you may or may not have heard of them before, but I tell you, you're going to be glad you're here today, because we're going to talk about important strategies and tactics that will help you turn more shoppers into buyers. And it's an important show, being now so close to BFCM, which is Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Do you have the best tech stack to maximize the value of the traffic that you're going to have in this final quarter of 2018? So let's jump into the show and let's get these answers today. So hi, Aideen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
My pleasure. So let's talk about LimeSpot, because some folks may never have heard of it before. And I thought that it's an important tech stack for a Shopify store owner when you compare to kind of what's natively available within Shopify from search and merchandising and things like that. So let's talk about what problem that it solves for Shopify store owners.
We see LimeSpot as an e-commerce conversion optimization AI. This means that LimeSpot is essentially a form of artificial intelligence or AI tailored to help online stores achieve best conversions through highly effective upsell and cross-sell. We deliver recommendations and upsell cross-sell over different channels, including the online store, on the emails, on advertising, and also through our partner network of integration tools that we deliver the recommendations.
Yeah, that's really good that it does that, because that's one of the topics that I have quite a bit is from clients and merchants talking about lifetime value of the customers they do have. And then just, even for first purchases or more, what's going on with the average order size and increasing that basket size? And that's an important topic. So I'm glad that we're going to dig into that. So tell me a bit about you and your journey so far leading up to building the LimeSpot platform.
Of course. So we started LimeSpot 5 years ago to solve the choice overload problem for individual online merchants. The idea was to democratize the advanced personalization AI for all the online retailers out there. Back then, this kind of technology was only available to very large online stores, and where it needed a lot of data. So that was how we started the company. As many studies have shown, people become confused by too many choices and don't buy the stuff that they see. LimeSpot addresses the choice overload problem by showing each individual customer the items that they are most likely to buy. Over the years, we have become one of the largest personalization engines in the e-commerce industry. We are happy to work with around 10,000 online stores, mainly on Shopify, as well as other platforms, and the number is growing daily.
Yeah, I've noticed that too when I go and see how many reviews you have. And so it's very clear that a lot of Shopify store owners have made the decision to try you out and are successfully using your solution. And I think we'll dig into some stats and stuff, I'm hoping, a little later on in the show. So what exactly does your personalization engine do, and how does it help Shopify brands?
So to deliver the personalized experience and the recommendations that we put on different channels, we utilize various machine intelligence principles like machine learning, language processing, trend analysis, and so on. What this does is to optimize the product merchandising for online stores by offering a personalized experience across multiple channels, including our integrated partner channels. We found that this increases conversions, basket size, and revenues all at the same time. You know, this kind of AI, like I said before, it was only available to enterprise-level stores like Amazon or Zappos or Walmart. But we've come up with a way of kind of leveling the playing field so that smaller stores can also benefit from this kind of technology and boost their sales. Secondly, our AI-generated product recommendations are based on demographic trends analysis and advanced machine learning. Combined with deep learning algorithms, this typically leads to 2 to 3 times increase in the conversion rates.
If that's the case, which I know it is, that's a great stat, because that's another topic that I have quite a bit about, hey, you know, where am I in my vertical? Let's say you're in apparel, or you're selling shoes, or whatever you're selling, and you have a certain kind of average conversion rate based on your industry. And if you're below that average, people are always looking for the next solution to kind of help them improve. You know, is it a user experience thing? Do I change the color of my buy now button? Do I need to be above the fold? And there's all these different sorts of strategies and tactics to kind of really help. You're suggesting that with your solution, that because of machine learning, and you said like language processing you mentioned, and different trends that are happening on the websites of previous orders and things being bundled together during the buyer's visit of a website, that you're able to almost like personalize the experience for that particular site visitor. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what is happening in the e-commerce is that there's no way a human being can merchandise the products for everyone that comes to the store. Each person coming to an online store is coming from a different geographical location. They probably come from a different demographic setting with different interests, different colors they like, different, you know, weather they're experiencing. So there's no way for you to set up an online store that shows all the perfect products to the individual shopper. So what we do in the middle is that we take all the signals from the shoppers and choose which products are the best to be shown to each individual. That's how we increase the conversions. Back to your example, we have an analytics dashboard in our app that shows exactly how much is your standard click-through rates and conversion rates, and compares it with how the LimeSpot-driven experience is delivering conversions for you. So that is something that could easily be proven and could be seen.
Ah, I see. Okay, that's good. There's a side-by-side on that, because it's nice to know, hey, here's my current. And, you know, and you can see a lot of the stuff in the admin. You know, we always talk about, you know, knowing your data and making kind of data-driven decisions based on, you know, what you're tracking and trying to improve. That's what LimeSpot is doing, in effect, is that, you know, because you have certain kind of widget blocks and things that can be displayed in certain areas, a certain part of the sales funnel. And so LimeSpot is, in effect, showing certain things. You know, they add a certain item to the cart, and or let's say they're viewing a certain product, but you know that this product has also been purchased quite frequently with something else. Your solution will actually show that, won't it?
Of course, yeah. I mean, those are all different ways of taking over the merchandising. So you see those kind of components all around the internet, for example, frequently bought together, or people who bought this also bought that, and other kinds of recommendations like that. One of the beautiful things about our technology is that we deliver a mix of all those things in some hybrid recommendations, like what we call, for example, you may like, or top picks for you. We look at all your browsing history, the purchase history, and everything that your customers have done on the website. We also combine that with the global trends and what is happening elsewhere, and deliver things that makes a lot of sense for the shoppers, and they usually convert much better than standard.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a 2 to 3 times increase in conversion rate. So it's pretty impressive. So I understand how your platform works, and I think that's awesome. So let's talk about more results then. You know, what's a typical customer seeing right now after they implement your solution?
So we actually had this studied by a scientific company. They did a research about our customers before they installed LimeSpot and after they used LimeSpot. The statistics actually show that our customers have an average increase in their revenues of 28%. We also help them increase their basket size and conversion rates significantly. But all in all, in general, the end result is a 28% average increase on their revenues.
Mm, that's awesome. So what makes your AI, your personalization engine, like, why is it so powerful?
Oh, I'm glad you asked this. So there are a few different points here. The first point is that LimeSpot's AI actually learns. Many companies call their solutions AI right now, but different types of query languages or query delivering. But LimeSpot's AI actually looks at the data and learns from it, like what AI is supposed to do. We now serve more than 120 million individual shoppers every month, and this is growing all the time. So what this means for us is that we have a huge amount of data we can use to train the AI. We use global and local shopping trends as well as the traffic from each individual store. So our algorithms understand and connect the product attributes and shopper demographics. We can predict what each individual shopper is most likely to buy, and we deliver those items as recommendations on different channels. The result is that the recommendations that we are delivering are working up to 50% more effectively compared to the other personalization engines out in the market. We also offer an advanced A-B testing module that is included in our solution out of the box. Each individual store can use this tool to test different experiences and find the most effective setup for their online store. Because different stores, depending on their audiences, depending on who you're advertising to and what you're selling, they might have different best setups that needs to be experienced and tested and found. So we use our A-B testing module to deliver that. This A-B test tool is not only perfect for testing our own setup, it also enables the online stores to test different aspects of their experience and track the results using our analytics dashboard. This is something that is not really available on Shopify in terms of A-B testing. There are not many solutions, especially on Shopify. So our customers have the benefit of not only using our A-B testing module for our own effective setup, they can also use it for their own other hypothesis and testing. And the last but not least, our analytics dashboard is a great real-time tool for the merchants to track not only the LimeSpot's performance and results, but also a lot of valuable insights from their online store in general, including the conversions and, more importantly, individual products and how they're performing on the website.
Well, that's really interesting. I know that's why I found the LimeSpot solution. I do quite a bit of app audits where I take a look inside some merchants that I manage, other clients and whatnot. And I noticed the LimeSpot solution, and you're right. I didn't know about the A-B testing part of it, but I was able to see the other parts of the dashboard, the analytics dashboard, to kind of see the incremental lift that was happening in revenue. So I know that it definitely works. And now let's talk about your competitors, because I'm sure, you know, it's pretty clear when you kind of go to the Shopify App Store, there's a handful of other kind of search and merchandising solutions that are in there. So how do you stand up against your competition? Or I don't know, you know, what's your USP, your unique selling proposition in relation to what else is available on the market?
So in terms of the competition, Datanize, which is a very popular reference website these days, has ranked LimeSpot solution as the largest e-commerce personalization engine. We hold a 14.6% market share in this market. And on the Shopify platform itself, we have more than 1,100 reviews with an average of 4.9 out of 5 star ranking. One of the things that is important about our company is that, unlike many of our competitors, which are well-funded and huge companies with large marketing budgets, we are a self-funded and bootstrapped tech company, thanks to the support we got from Shopify merchants throughout these years. We have now become a very proud Shopify native company here. We have chosen to prioritize our product and customer experience over marketing, And most of our customers come to us organically or by word of mouth from other happy clients. Also, we put great importance on respecting shoppers' privacy and security. We were one of the first companies in the industry to deliver GDPR compliance for our merchants. As you probably know, GDPR is a new European privacy regime, which is a kind of a gold standard internationally in terms of security and privacy online. We've also got a very transparent adaptive pricing model. The way this works is that we don't charge our clients until we make at least 5 times of our own flat fee for them. So this makes it a win-win game for us and our clients to help each other make more money. We only charge a very small transaction fee only after we make 50 times our flat fee, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Compared to our competitors, we think our customers typically pay much less fees for much higher quality of service.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how people can get started with LimeSpot, because it's very clear that you've positioned your solution in the marketplace and with some great technology. I love the organic reach. I can appreciate that there are some other competitors in the space with deeper pockets, and that can come across as being a more powerful solution. But the reality is, it's really more of a marketing play than maybe not necessarily a better tech stack to do what it is that it's meant to do. So I definitely appreciate that organic reach and kind of how you guys are doing it. But let's talk about how people can get started with LimeSpot then.
Of course, it's actually very easy. You just simply go to the Shopify App Store and search for LimeSpot. We have two products on the App Store right now. The first one, which is more popular on the App Store, is Personalizer, which is our in-store recommendation tool. You can be up and running in a few minutes. LimeSpot is very easy to set up. We even have a drag-and-drop designer with all the tools you need to make sure everything matches your website. You can preview everything and only publish the components to your website whenever you're ready and feel comfortable. Our other product, our email app, is called Approach, which delivers the same recommendations on the email channel with very competitive pricing. We also have the least possible impact on the page loading speeds and performance on the websites, which is very important, especially during the Black Friday time, for the shoppers with so many options. Also for Shopify Plus and other larger stores with special needs and customization requirements, we offer a dedicated customer success team member as a single point of contact to help the store succeed. We help with onboarding and initial setup, customizing the look and feel, A/B testing to get the perfect setup, seasonal experimentation, and anything else that might come up during their life journey. We also have one of the best ranked customer support teams on the Shopify App Store. Reviews can confirm this by themselves. We offer our amazing customer support 24 hours a day, which is great for the stores that are not necessarily in North America. You can always ask for help via our support chat box on the website or inside the app environment if you ever need us.
Yeah, it's very rare to have a 24-hour-a-day, Shopify does. that's why we have, team members around the world that can take care of, those sort of needs. But it's nice, and it's very rare for a technology partner, an app partner, to have a 24-hour service available. So day or night, no matter what time zone you're in, it's great that you have access to someone who can suggest, tweak, help, set you in the right direction, recommendations and things to making sure even links to certain best practices in that. I think that's really, really awesome that you have that flexibility. Because, as entrepreneurs, depending on where you are in your journey of your brand, sometimes people are side hustling and they're working evenings and weekends. And it's nice to be able to have a technology solution like LimeSpot available if you just want to improve what it is that you're working on, or install the solution, or a little tweak with your theme for the look and feel that you're trying to get. And it's nice that there's access to people to kind of set you in the right direction. So I really appreciate that.
Like I said, customer success and satisfaction has always been a great important factor for us. That's why we are also focusing on non-North American companies that are using Shopify platform. Shopify is also growing internationally. The good news is that we are also releasing our bilingual support for the app itself in the next few months. So the international customers would be able to use the app in their own native language and enjoy all the tools like every other English-speaking person.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because I know I read recently Shopify, I think, has just released now 7 different languages, like in Japan and Germany. And it's just, it's so interesting that's all part of the whole globalization, I think, of what Shopify is working on, growing their brand. So in native tongue, in the admin. Yeah, I think it's just, it's fantastic that LimeSpot is.
Yeah, we are trying to follow the lead from Shopify, and we're going to translate the app into all those languages that Shopify is going to support in the future.
That's awesome. And I'm glad that you've really aligned yourself with that kind of partner ecosystem, because I think that's one of the strengths, I think, of Shopify. I mean, I mentioned on this show quite a bit that, you know, the core platform of Shopify does 80% of e-commerce very well. It's that final 20%. That, you know, needs to be added on with either apps or private apps or kind of marketing platforms and things that kind of elevate a brand and differentiate it to the market. So you did mention a few times about integrations and stuff. Can you share what sort of integrations that you currently offer with LimeSpot?
So the integrations have always been very important for us because, like you said, we need to create a whole ecosystem that is personalized for shoppers during their shopping journey, from the first visit into retentions and then after the purchase and everything. So we are obviously not equipped with all the tools to do everything by ourselves. So the integration partner network is an important part of our business. We are currently integrated with all the major review apps on Shopify, for example, including Yotpo, Lux, Judge Me, Stamped, Review, and even Shopify's own review app. This is a very important tool for the shops to convert better because of the trust that the reviews usually create. We deliver those reviews on our recommendations and on our emails. We also integrated with email tools like Spendly to deliver our recommendations on transactional emails and other types of email support. We're also planning to integrate with new email and re-engagement apps that will be announced very soon. Our recommendations are also delivered on mobile apps like Fablet, and our new great partner Global Apps is being integrated into the system and will be live in the next couple of weeks. We're also working on a few very exciting integrations with leading loyalty and messenger apps that will be announced very soon.
Awesome. So make sure we'll talk after this recording, but I love interviewing partners that have made a decision to partner up with other kind of non-competing or complementary solutions to make the overall Shopify ecosystem more powerful. So it's great that you have a lot of the, you know, the Yotpos and the Stamped and all that. I'm glad all of those and then email service providers. It's amazing that you're kind of aligning yourself with those sort of things. And so we'll chat after this recording and make sure I may have interviewed some of them already. But if not, we'll find out who you have a roadmap for the future. And hopefully I can get them on the show also and kind of share what it is that they're doing in the Shopify ecosystem. So,
of course, we have a very good relationship with them. So awesome. I'm happy to connect.
Beautiful. So we mentioned it right at the top of the show here. How do people learn more about the LimeSpot solution in general?
So the easiest is to just go to the limespot.com website. That's where we have different pages to describe everything about our solution and our products and the platforms that we support. The next easiest way is to just go to the Shopify App Store and search for LimeSpot, as mentioned before. We're also going to be accessible from your own website, from the ecommercefastlane.com/LimeSpot. But this is also a great tool because we're going to announce a few new releases very soon, and those will also be announced on the e-commerce Fastlane website.
Very cool. I'll make sure I update the show notes, and anything that you want to share, you can feel free to send me an email, and anytime I'll be able to update your landing page for this particular show. It depends on when people are listening to it. I'll make sure we have the most up-to-date information available on Fastlane/LimeSpot. So We are nearing the end of the show. Do you have any kind of closing comments or kind of any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes, we are actually offering a really nice Black Friday promotion right now, and your listeners can use our app for free until the end of November, which is basically after the Black Friday.
Oh, wow.
And we drove tens of millions of dollars for our customers during the 2017 shopping season, mm-hmm. and would love to repeat that success for the new merchants that are joining us at this point. Finally, I just wanted to thank you and your listeners for listening to me today and wish every e-commerce merchant a lot of success. If you need to learn more about LimeSpot, feel free to chat with us on our website and we're always there.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much, Aideen, for coming on the show. This final quarter is super important for Shopify store owners just because of the increased traffic. So, you know, if you don't have a search and merchandising and recommendation type engine running on your store currently, you know, it's amazing that you're offering this service for the rest of this month and then all of next month. Very impressive that you're offering that, and that will give proof to the numbers been shared about the success of this solution. So yeah, head on over to the App Store and try it out. Their chat is available. At the end of the day, I mean, that's really the goal of this show, is just really to help, you know, store owners grow and scale. And this is certainly a solution that is worth your time to test and see the kind of results that it can get for you. So once again, Aideen, thanks again for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge.
Thank you.
All right. And have yourself a great day. Well, that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoy my conversation today with Aideen from LimeSpot. Now, like I mentioned in the episode, if you're only using the default core search from Shopify, you'd be well served to add LimeSpot on for the free trial period. A personalized shopping experience is one way that you can differentiate your brand compared to others in the market. You know, with BFCM right around the corner and the busiest time of the year for an e-commerce merchant, it really does make sense to make it easy for your customers to find your products or recommend products they may be interested in, or showcasing products that your shoppers are most likely to buy. That will definitely help you increase your revenue, your conversions, and your basket size. It also simplifies the buying experience as a whole, especially on mobile, when paired with Shopify's accelerated checkout. Go check it out and get the extended trial of LimeSpot at ecommercefastlane.com/LimeSpot. And finally, before I end this episode, I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners of this show. It's my hope this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive kind of insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you grow and scale with Shopify. Thanks for carving out some time today and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of your week and keep thriving with Shopify.